This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Turkey is committed to playing a positive, productive role for post-war Gaza and prepared to use his influence in the region to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from broadening even more. The latest Mideast mission by America's top diplomat opened Saturday and continues today. In a meeting with the secretary, Greece's prime minister says their good working relationship will help in tackling serious issues like the growing problems in the Middle East.
These are difficult and challenging times for the region, and it is incredibly important for us to stand by side by side, not just to work to further strengthen the relationship, but also to act as allies and to ensure that peace and stability returns to our troubled region. So again, it's a real pleasure to welcome you here.
Blinken went on to say the two countries have a solid relationship.
I don't remember a time when the relationship, the partnership, the friendship between the United States and Greece was stronger. And of course, it goes to the affinity between our people, but it also goes to leadership, and in particular your leadership. We're grateful for that.
The U.S.'s top defense officials responding to criticism after a secret hospitalization.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement on Saturday he took, quote-unquote, full responsibility for secrecy surrounding an ongoing week-long hospitalization for a still unspecified medical condition. Austin, who is 70, was admitted on New Year's. Pentagon has said, word, quote, complications following a recent elective medical.
The 11 people were killed Saturday in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, according to regional governor. Five children were among the dead, and eight further people were wounded in the attack. Ukraine's military claimed Saturday. U.S. aviation officials continue to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners after a midair blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight that left a gaping hole in the plane with the groundings causing disruptions there. Saturday marked the anniversary of the assault on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of then-U.S. President Donald Trump, and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland noted the anniversary. Rescue teams continue working through snow to deliver supplies to isolated hamlets days after a powerful earthquake hit western Japan, killing at least 126 people. Heavy snowfall is expected in Ishikawa Prefecture later on Sunday, and though the night is added to the urgency, over 200 people are still unaccounted for after Monday's 7.6 magnitude tremor. 560 people were injured. Hundreds of aftershocks have followed, rattling Noto Peninsula. A woman in her 90s was pulled alive from a collapsed house where she had waited for 124 hours before she was rescued. Chicago officials say 1,370 homes were completely or partially destroyed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.